Late night
with Trav
and Lowe's.
With Trav and Lowe's.
Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Record.
We're record.
On. Okay. Hey, what's up? My name is Travis.
This is Lowe's.
And, you know, you're listening to the very first episode of Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's, but that's not exactly true, is it?
It's not true. It's episode zero, but really it's episode 113 or something.
Yeah, so we've recorded about like 100 and something episodes. And I was saying, Lowe's, those first episodes are so, like, different.
They are.
Than how things are changing and what they are current. And I know some people, when they hear about a new podcast, like to go to the very beginning.
Yes, that's right.
And so I guess this is our message to you. If you are just listening to this episode, you know, podcast, and you're like, oh, go to the beginning and start from the beginning, Lowe's, like, how do we treat this moment right now?
Well, one, thank you for
thank
you for liking whatever episode you listen to, and then taking the next step and saying, I'm going to commit from the beginning.
Yeah, that's a big commitment. It's 100 and something episodes.
Yeah, so number one, thank you.
Yeah.
Number two, as people are, they change.
Yeah.
And our podcast changed, and I think that they're right now, where are we? We're like March of 2017.
Yeah.
March of 2017, I think there are, our podcast goes into three stages to it.
Oh. You thought about this a lot more than I have. What are the three stages?
Stage one is us being buffoons.
We were buffoons in the very beginning. And it was almost like a comedy show.
Yeah, and it's tangents, not tangents, and like interspersed nuggets.
Yeah.
And we were finding our voice.
Certainly. Okay. We took a long time to find our voice, which I think is okay.
I think it's great. I love those episodes.
I have a lot of soft spots for them too, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of gold stuff in there. A
lot of gold stuff. Then you have the middle, which is part two, which is where we find our voice and we get a little too serious.
We do get a little serious and a little like when you say serious, I'm also interpreting that to be like aggressive or something.
Yeah, we were aggressively.
Like we're like trying to like educate, trying to sound smart, maybe like trying to like be.
We're trying to
good
be
good podcasters.
We were trying to be good podcasters.
It's like middle school, and everybody wants to make the girls think that they are cool.
But yeah.
The secret about middle school is that nobody is cool.
Nobody's cool.
No one is cool in middle school. Although some certain kids are trying to be that way. And I think that we were trying.
That's exactly what we're trying to be.
Okay. I'm glad you like that metaphor.
Yeah. But don't leave us yet.
What's the third phase?
Because they're still good, which leads us to the phase.
Yeah, I'm not saying that those were bad episodes. There's good stuff in there. It's just that it was a little hyper-focused.
It was hyper-focused.
Yeah.
And then we have the last stage, which is the one that we're in currently, March 2017.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you describe that stage?
I feel like we're more mature as podcasters.
And high schoolers.
And what I mean by that is that we know that we don't know anything.
Yes.
Right.
We've become a little bit more self-aware in that way.
Yeah. And we've become okay with that.
Yeah.
And we've relaxed into our voice.
Yes.
And then we've swung the pendulum both ways. And we're kind of settled somewhere in the middle. Still swinging, but not as aggressively.
I like that. So one thing that I would say is a theme through all of that, is the theme of trust.
Yes.
And also, if you're careful, you can see a friendship develop.
Yes.
Like, we were friends before. We were cool before.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that over these past few years, we've become exceptionally close.
Yes.
And it's all good. Like, and so this theme of trust shows itself in a few ways. The first one, and probably the most obvious one, is the way that the podcast is produced and kind of handled. So let me just run through that. Because this is the first episode you're listening to.
Yeah.
Let me set some context here.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know how it works. Mm. So the first thing to understand is that we switch off hosting the show. And when you're the host, you generate the topic. You come up with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You present.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's not hosting is, in a way, the audience.
That's the
They're
only role.
They're a blank
role.
Slate. They don't know anything so far. Yep. Like, like when you're hosting, I come to the show not knowing anything.
That's right.
And so I'm learning and I'm questioning, mm-hmm. I'm challenging. Mm-hmm. I'm also I'm growing as the audience is mm-hmm. growing when they're learning from the wisdom of the host. And we also have a lot of really good interviews, mm-hmm. although that's not our main, that's not our main thing.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of really great interviews mm-hmm. on this podcast with some incredible people.
Yes.
Some people that I've admired for years.
Yeah.
And we've been able to convince them to come to our house.
Yeah.
Or go to theirs and hang out. And the thing is, all of our episodes are recorded face to face. We don't do Skype. I think we did one Skype recording in the beginning.
One Skype recording.
And we decided never again.
Yeah.
So we have this setting that we record in. Mm-hmm. So obviously the name of the show is Late Nights, and we record literally late in the evening. Right now I'm looking at the clock. It's 11:30 right now.
Yes. At night.
At night. Yeah. Yeah. It's dark. It's nearly midnight right now. Mm. And that's normal for us. Mm-hmm. And we usually record outdoors. Mm-hmm. And so you can often, in many episodes, hear the crickets chirping or the cars driving by. And
the train.
The train, the sirens.
Yes.
And people getting shot next door.
not really.
That's the podcast.
Yes.
I mean, that's how it runs.
Yeah, that's perfect. So buckle up.
What themes can they expect? Let me just one more question for you. What kind of themes can they expect in this podcast?
Yeah. So we're both designers by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that goes, a lot of that forces us to practice empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And part of being empathetic, you tend to be easier to be more self-aware or have been in an environment where people force you to be more self-aware.
Okay.
So topically, we, to not use our words, but the words of the audience, in tweets and in our reviews is if you want to be a better human, you're going to listen to Late Nights with Travon Loves.
Oh, snap.
But that's how they say it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's not our words.
It's not our words. And
we're far too humble to say that.
Yeah. And what that means though, is that we're always looking on how we can become better people, better creators, better producers, better listeners. And so we're always transparent and pushing ourselves, and we're filleted open in front of you.
Yeah. And the target audience is the creative class. Yeah. However, we have received a lot of feedback from people who are in different industries who mm-hmm. are able to apply the principles that we talk about.
Yeah.
Medical industry, business.
A
whole bunch of other fields.
Yeah.
So welcome to Late Nights with Travon Loves. I'm Travis, and my best friend over on the other side of the table
is Loves.
And my best friend on the over side of the over side of the
let's go with that.
All right, fine. We'll just do that. That's another thing you'll hear on this podcast
is when we edit, the person that's hosting has full control of the edit, so we can.
Sometimes I'm very surprised at what comes out the other end of the show. Like when I listen to this episode on Tuesday morning, when every Tuesday morning comes out, when I listen to this episode or any of the episodes on Tuesday morning, I'm listening to it for the first time as well. Like I literally am the audience.
Yeah.
I don't know what Loves has done, what he's kept, what he's cut, what kind of music or. There's been a few surprises.
There has been.
Let's talk about favorite episodes. I mean, we're in. This is the first. We have the luxury of retrospection.
Oh yeah, we do. Favorite episodes. Yeah. I think there's three for me. One is one that you hosted that completely opened my mind up to how we can use the platform.
What's that?
Was the imposter syndrome. That was the first real departure from really different podcast.
That was a very different it was not two dudes sitting in a room late at night talking.
And that
so the situation for that was I was on a trip and we were unable to schedule time.
Yeah.
And so I finagled a surprise for you.
Yeah.
that's a good one. I recommend listening to that one as well. It was gonna be one of my picks too.
Yeah.
What else you got?
The second one for me is because of the imposter syndrome one, fast forward 40, 50 episodes, the undiscovered segment.
Right.
For me, because it's a complete departure from what we're doing and still in the same vein.
It was so good. Yeah. So Los is, you'll find this eventually if you listen to all these episodes, but Los is embedding his own podcast experiment inside of our podcast. Definitely look out for the undiscovered episodes.
Yeah. And then I have a third one. And the third one, because we've talked about it recently, was a 2017, I think, New Year episode or before that. And it was it was an idea that you had, which was the voice memos to one another.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a testament to kind of like, what is that? What is that word when it's kind of intimate, but you're kind of like not supposed to be there?
We were like synchronized. No. Oh, intimate, but you're not supposed to be there?
Yeah, what's that called?
Like asynchronous?
The feeling you were trying to evoke with that episode was...
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say. It's like intimate.
Yeah, but it has a... But it's intimate for the audience, and it's kind of like maybe the voyeuristic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a good word to describe it.
Yeah, and those are your words.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have good words.
And... it was a very voyeuristic feel, and it was a testament to our friendship over time, condensed into an episode. So check those three out for me.
That was called Phone Tag Volume 1.
Volume 1, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with an episode that was recent called The Nothing Word.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really fun for me because we got to explore this idea of not saying specific words.
Yeah.
And I've added to my list.
Yeah.
Since that episode.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you about it later. And then, you know, the one that's just right after that, maybe I just have a really poor memory, and so I can't think of anything very far back.
Yeah.
But we had an episode called Los is a New Man, where Los talks about this significant transformation he's been going through in changing a lot of habits that he was frustrated with.
Mm.
And it's super, super inspiring. We've been getting a lot of correspondence, a lot of emails and tweets about that specific episode and how, basically Los, how inspiring you are and what you've done and like how you can just like make it sound so accessible. It's inspired me to make changes, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, it's been great.
Super good.
Yeah. So those are two. The third one, I was going to say imposter syndrome too. So, but from my last kind of recommendation, I'm just going to underscore all of the like interview episodes that we've done.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of great ones. And there's from industry leaders who you've probably heard episodes from before. But also, you know, some really, really creative and dynamic people. People with really... pertinent messages.
Yeah.
It's very great interviews that are done with people who have maybe not such a loud voice in the industry. And what I like about those moments is that we've been able to give them a platform to talk about the issues that are important to them.
Yeah.
And there's been quite a number. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just like going back and like in my mind, like thinking about all the really great conversations we've had.
It's a great canon of interviews.
It is. I'm very proud of them. Anyway, so this is Late Nights with Trav and Los, and you know, we are so excited that you're listening to the very first episode.
Yeah, buckle in or don't. And enjoy our...
And also forgive the first episodes. They're not as well produced as what you're hearing right now.
If this is well produced.
Good night.
Good night.